All right, Rosetta, let's begin. So we left off. We left off page Kuf Lamed, middle of the page, in the section that states Simcha Be'etzem Ha'Abiyah, literally happiness within the essence of being. So if you remember again, the Mechaber introduced us to the idea yesterday that there are two different states of Simcha. There's what he called Simcha and Shalva, happiness and tranquility. Person can be happy and tranquil as a result of what they, b'mashu masik, ultimately a result of what they acquire or a result of what they accomplish. That's one level of happiness. And the other level of happiness, he says, is happiness just through essence of being. So what does this mean? So we left off in that section, Simcha b'etzem ha'aviyah, the second paragraph in that section, v'lechora. V'lechora, eichu yachol lismoach. So now, the Mechaber says, you're asking yourself, you're telling me that I'm supposed to be happy just within the essence of being. We don't even know what that means yet. But that I'm supposed to be happy somehow without necessarily having my happiness dependent on what I acquire or what I do. And he says, how could I be happy? Harihu lo gomer es hachodesh. Maybe I didn't finish out the month. Meaning, again, maybe financially, I'm not doing well. Bino mu'ushpaz bebeis hacholim. Chas v'shalom, a person as a child who is sick. Va'ot kahina v'kahina tirdos v'tzaros. And so many other difficulties and sorrows just like this one. Eifo yuchal lismoch. How can I possibly be happy understanding all of these incredible challenges that I must face? And here he says something that I think is quite dramatic. So, Simcha Shalavia, I'll tell you how. Because there is a joy of existence. Lo Simcha Machmas Hasagas Kinyanim Yashmi. It's not a Simcha that is rooted in material acquisitions. Im Ya'aruch La'atzmo Cheshbon. If a person makes a Cheshbon for himself, Yitachin Beheklet Shebema Azon Haklali Chaserim Lo Dvorim Harbe. Yosar mima shiyeshlo. So we'll say it's possible that if a person sits down and makes a calculation, makes a cheshbon, and they make a cheshbon of all the things they have and all the things that they're missing, it's quite possible that you're missing more things than you have. It's not an impossibility to be in that state. Achzu einena simcha shel kinyan. But the simcha that we're talking about is not a simcha that's dependent on getting the things that you want. Shel hasaga, a simcha of acquisition. Ela simcha shel etzem havia. Rather, it's a simcha just simply of existence. Mahi osa simcha. What is this simcha of existence? Ma shayach lismoach be'etzem havia. What does it mean to be with simcha because of the essence of existence? Ma kol kach tov sham shiyesh lismoach. What exactly? What's so great that I should be with simcha? See, it's something very interesting. Hava v'nisbonim. So let's contemplate this. Mahu hamatzav hativi shel ha'adam. Now, this is a very interesting question. What is almost the emotional default of the individual? How does a person begin? What's the natural emotional state of man? Hamivne hamitziuti shelo, sameach o atzu. See, what's very interesting is we often contemplate this question, but this question is contemplated not between happy and sad, but between good or bad. There's a major philosophical debate about what is man at his core. Is man good? Is man not good? Even the Torah itself is somewhat ambiguous. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu arav." Right? Literally, the yetzer of man is evil from his youth. So it's a big machlokes in Mefarshim. So some say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you see, man is naturally evil, and man has to work on himself to become good. Others say, no, what Torah is saying is, ki yetzer lev ha'adam. Man has a propensity, a desire, an inclination for evil. It doesn't mean that his gestalt, that his essence is evil. So here he's asking, what is the natural emotional default? Are people naturally happy, or are people naturally sad? So he says something very interesting. Sameach o atzuf. Im nagia. Now, the truth is, and one might be tempted to say, maybe there's a third possibility, which is, right, it depends on the person. Maybe this is, certain people are born with a natural disposition towards happiness. I'm not talking about chasashon, like a clinical issue, like a clinical depression. He's not referring to those things over here. He's talking about all things being equal. A person is in a state of, we'll call it emotional equilibrium. What is the natural state of man? Happiness or sadness? He says, hava v'nisbonim, let's analyze this. I'm sorry. In nagia l'maskana, shamatzav hativi hu sameach. If we will accept the premise that the natural state of man is that he is happy, hareshitzarich siba lihios atzuv. So this is very interesting. So this is not just semantics, as we'll see. If we accept that the natural state of man is happiness, that means that in order to disturb that equilibrium, I need something negative. Right? So meaning, all things being equal, I'm happy. I'm happy. The only thing that disrupts my happiness equilibrium is what? Something negative occurring. However, in nagia lemaskana, shamatzav ativi shel adam hu atzuv. But if we reach the maskana that the natural state of man is sadness, tzarich siba lihios sameach. So we'll say, but if you accept the fact that the natural state of man is sadness, then lemaisa again, a person goes ahead, a person would need a reason to be happy. So Sarah, and you'll see, this is not just semantics. This is about an approach to life. Am I naturally happy? In which, again, my default is happiness. Do I get sad? Of course I can get sad, but there has to be something external that occurs to create sadness for me, because internally I'm happy. Or do we say, no, pretty much my default is sadness. And in order for me to be happy, and when we say sadness, by the way, sadness doesn't have to be moping around crying. Sadness just means I'm not happy. And in order for me to be happy, something actually has to happen to engender a sense of happiness. So he says, Marshal Mahadavadoma. Let me give you an example. He says, if you put a car and you put it on a slant, you put it on a slope, put it on a hill going down, Hamatzav hativ I shall galgal birida. Shenimshach klapei mata. So we'll say again, the matzav hativi, the natural state of affairs of that car is what? It's going to roll downward. It's gravity. It's gravity. That's the matzav hativi. Im lo na'atzar samichonis, samichonit, hare shematzava hativi hu yirida. If I don't do anything to the car, the natural state of affairs will be that the car ultimately will continue downward. Mahu imkin, matzavo hativ ishal adam. So as I said, therefore, what is the matzav hativ? What is the natural emotional state of man? Belisibos chitzonios. Again, I'm a tabla rasa. Let's say without any kind of external issues, what is the natural state of man? Sameach o atzuv. Is man naturally happy? Is man naturally sad? Top of kuf lamed aleph. Ha'adam b'tiv o sameach. So the mechaber posits that man at his core is happy. Why? Kach hu nivra. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a way that our natural emotional default, our natural emotional disposition, is happiness. Ve'im came, lulei na'ar, we'll say, we'll have to see why, how do we know that? How do we know that the natural state of man is happiness? So we'll discuss how that is. Lulei sheyeshnan sibos chitzonios kol shehin alav liyo sameach. Therefore, barring any external circumstances which would bring me down, a person is obligated to go ahead and live in a state of simcha. Hasibos licholos rak lahavioli de matzav shla'itzav. So also with the mechaber, therefore, if you accept this approach, what it tells you is something very important. I don't need anything to make me happy. Why? What? I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm already in a natural state of happiness. So I don't need anything external to me to make me happy, because happiness is my internal default. What I need, not I need, but what can happen is things can happen to make me sad. Things can happen to make me upset. Then I'll have to figure out how to restore my happiness equilibrium afterwards. He says, "Mahi be'emes asiba shadam eno sameach." Let's think about this. So if you're telling me that in reality, my natural default is happiness, then why is it that there are so many people who are unhappy? And why is it that so often I feel unhappy? So this is very simply, Yomara Adam, ki chaserim lo dvorim hanitzrachim lo. So we'll say, why do we often feel in a state of unhappiness? Because the person feels like he's lacking certain things that he needs. Parnosa, brios, kavod, ukidome. I don't have enough parnosa. My health is not so great. I don't get enough kavod. And many other things that upset people. So he says, Zoi tshuva nechona. This is true. These are reasons to be upset. Aval hu eina ela haglat hachitzoni shel ha'emes. But in reality, it's only the outer layer of truth. Adam lo samea, ki hu rotze dvarim ma'avar lahavia shalom. So it says, very interesting. At the end of the day, people aren't happy because they desire things beyond their existence. I will say what the Mechaber is saying over here is that the reason why people in life aren't happy is because we hinge our happiness on external things. And when those things don't materialize, and they might be very legitimate things, like health and parnasa, when you hinge your happiness on external things, if those external things do not materialize, I will not be happy. But at the end of the day, says the Mechaber, if a person discovers that true happiness is within, then even if those external things, as important as they may be, do not materialize, it doesn't compromise my ability to be happy. So we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up with this paragraph, Zoi Tshuva Nechona. But the Mechaber introduces us, I think, is to a life-changing concept, which is the default of man is happy.
It's a big assumption.
Right? Well, we'll see. He's not making. So we're going to see that. He has not told us where he understands that to be. We're going to see where he gets that assumption. But Rav Mosai, if we can prove that assumption to be true, that man's default position in life is happiness, that is a life changing thing. Because what it tells me is when I'm not happy, something's wrong, and something's wrong out of the ordinary. And what he's positing is the reason why so many of us struggle with happiness is because we hinge our happiness on some type of outside rutzon. We're running towards something else to make us happy, whereas real happiness really resides within. All right, we'll continue. Much bigger time. We'll continue Meretz Hashem on Monday. No, sure. He was in Baltimore a number of years ago. I think he was in Rabbi White.